Mama, right? Yeah. We're gonna have some fun.
We're gonna
microphone,
have some
Ma, already.
Oh. You got your fidgets, Mariah?
Yep.
Got your fidgets?
Especially because you're here.
You got your holy water?
I make her nervous.
You got your holy water? Bless the set.
Did you guys make sure to pray before?
This is
a big episode.
Set.
You've been very highly requested.
Wait, what? Where's my bag? Right here. Why?
Your cross, you need to have that on you.
Hold on.
Got my rosary bead.
She's got to do something.
Yeah, it's fine.
Mariah looks so nervous.
Okay, that's cool.
What is that, holy water?
Holy water. She's going to bless the set.
Never leave home without it.
That's it.
Give us a sprinkle.
She's going to go. I know exactly what she's going to do. She's going to go.
We honestly, I mean, our set needs it. I'm not going to lie. We need a little bit of blessing in this room.
God bless this set.
Oh, thank you.
Microphone, mic.
Yeah, remember to like talk directly into it.
Talk at it.
Did you hear what I just said?
I heard you. I don't think they did. But
is there any special things that you do at new houses, like when you first move in, like sage or how do you bless a house?
Well, we bless it. When we first moved to our house in Pennsylvania, we had a deacon come in and bless the house.
A deacon? What's a deacon?
It's like a priest, but not.
It's a priest, but he can't. Like,
he's not that microphone. Oh. Yeah,
all right, sorry. Everybody, calm down.
All right, come
yeah, let me
on. Whatever. It's just another order of the church. But
all right, that was a little practice round.
Yeah, okay.
You guys did great.
Terrible.
Mariah.
That was a good practice round.
We'll see.
All right. Should we just get right into it?
Do we want to do an intro? Do we want to just hang out? How you feeling?
Let's do the intro.
Okay.
Right, Jordan's not here. I got to get up and sing.
And okay, also, before we start, it's lovely to have Mariah back into the studio after a long 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What's up, girl?
We're trying to figure out ways to sneak her back on here. And you got to bring these guys on.
It's working.
We got to figure out another way after this.
What?
Mommy said.
What?
That you need to be back on.
Right. She goes,
thank you.
That you need to be back on.
Yeah.
All right.
Guys, this is going to be a great episode. We're really excited. A little nervous, but we'll get through it, baby. We got drinks in everybody's hands. Heath and I got some non-alcoholic seltzers that's going to get us going.
This is what we drink on our Patreon for our messed up episode.
Oh yeah, we've been really going down on these because they bring us back.
They feel so good.
Heath and I don't want to say exactly how it makes us feel like, but pretty much it makes us feel like we're drunk in like the most
amazing
way possible.
If you haven't checked out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we post a lot of extra content, bonus episodes, extended cuts of the podcast, early access, ad-free.
And sometimes you might see us with our shirts off.
You never know.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Let's go. It's coffee time, baby. Let's go. This is the part where we dance. Mariah had to get up to do the intro.
Matt's out of town and Jordan's out of town. So
we have an in-house team right now. Mariah is everything. We got producer. She's back as a host. She's going to be working the screen. She's got a lot going on and she's got her parents here. So it's a lot of work that she's juggling today.
All right. Jack of all trades. Here we go.
All right. So today is a very special episode because
requested video ever.
Honestly, since the 10th episode.
Yeah.
The 10th episode. And especially since we brought both our moms on, which were both amazing episodes. You guys should check that out too. Today we have the glorious Mr. and Mrs. Amato. Woo!
The original Staten Island mom, Tina.
Forget about it.
And Nick.
Tina and Nick, thank you so much for coming on to your guys' first episode. It's our second guest of season 5. So exciting.
Very good.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, of course. Are you?
We do have a lot of really good stories ahead that we're going to jump into.
Yeah, where are you from?
I want to say that this is probably their third time coming to Los Angeles, right?
Yep.
Yeah. The last time we were here.
My third, your fourth.
My third,
you came without him one time.
She came without me once, yeah.
Two, three, four.
Okay. I'm the one that you're drinking.
Of course. No. It's going to be fun. You guys are here for Thanksgiving, which is so nice. We're about to have a Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow night, all of us.
Yep.
Really excited about that.
It's going to be really special.
My mom is in town too. She's doing her Zila interviews downstairs. This house is just a full house
today. It's a full production day going on.
Working.
How are you guys doing right now? I know we're about a few minutes in.
Yeah, introduce yourself a little bit.
Yeah. How'd you guys meet?
Oh, this is a long story, but anyway.
No, you're good. Same way Heath and I met.
We're going to be recording for a good hour and a half, so we have all the time in the world.
Want me to go first? I'll go first.
Oh, do your side of how you met.
Yes, do my side.
Because I know they're going to be different.
Yeah. Well, a good friend of ours introduced us on a blind date.
Mm-hmm.
And
shout him out.
Jeff Castellanos.
Hey, Staten Island, how you doing?
Staten Island. Oh,
there you
bro,
go.
Yeah. He basically
throws that pinky ring up.
Yeah,
he just got a. Gosh.
This is the discipline ring. When people get out of line, gotta,
yeah, that's a fat ring right there.
Yeah, that's a big one.
What is it? Is that your college ring?
That's my parents gave me this for graduating high school.
Oh, wow. That was a deal breaker. You want to know how we met?
Yeah.
Microphone. Mike.
You want to know how we met? She needs the head thing with
her. This ring almost caused us not to meet. I swear.
Really? That ring right
that
there?
That ring almost caused us
and
not to
meet.
And
you still wear it? You were almost not born because of that ring. Oh, toss it away. Throw it away.
Throw it away.
So that has to do with a lot of how you met?
That has a lot to do with how we almost didn't meet.
Oh, okay. So which one you?
I cannot figure out how this is going to. Do you know the story?
Yeah.
All right. What happened?
What happened?
All right. His friend and
microphone.
His best microphone. Friend and my best friend.
This is crazy.
Stop. There has to be another way.
There has to be another way.
Think about
this
putting it to your chin.
Patreon, forget it.
Like no.
You got any duct tape?
No, like tape. See how mine's resting like this. You don't have to. Ma, just like.
All right, listen, let me tell the story.
Bend your elbow
more. We're
bend never
going
to get more. This way.
I'm going to be here 6 hours.
All right, go ahead.
Tell the story, hon. Tell the story.
So his best friend and my best friend were married, okay? And they were introducing us but on a blind date. But first, my girlfriend showed me a video of him, from him at the wedding.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, wait, I have a picture of him on my wedding video. So he had a mullet,
mm-hmm.
two earrings,
mm-hmm.
the pinky ring,
woo.
This black turtleneck shirt with a suit jacket. Woo. And I'm like, no,
mullet,
not going to happen.
Mullet was an Italian thing back then?
It was 80s disco. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So everybody had it. I thought it was always all sorts.
Everybody was rocking.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought mullet was only like a certain.
The pinky ring.
The pinky ring is what did it for you. Like, absolutely no.
Yeah, because he's on the microphone in the wedding video saying, congratulations, Dawn and Jeff. And the pink, that's all I saw was the pinky ring. That's all I saw. And I said, no.
It's because he was doing this or the ring specifically?
The ring. Like,
it's what it says about you as a, like, if you're throwing
like,
around.
He was a Guido.
He was a Guido, Italian, New York kind of thing. And I
got
was,
it.
Even though I was Italian, New York, it just,
he's a Guido.
Know, just wasn't my type. But anyway.
But I feel like you've turned into a Guidette now.
I
Guidette.
Turned into a Guidette. I was never. I'm a Guidette.
I see you as a Guidette, yeah. Right? What's a Guido?
You're looking at it.
To me, like a Guido is like it's a strong Italian.
Yeah.
Like
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, Jersey Shore. That's how I see it.
There you go. Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I wanted to break away from that like stereotype. Like, I didn't want to marry that stereotype.
Interesting.
Or get involved with that stereotype.
Okay.
And
so
were you in sanitation at this time?
Yes, I was still working.
And he was a bartender.
Garbage. I was a garbage man.
And he was a bartender. His friend was a bartender. So I went to the bar to talk to his friend saying, I wanted to meet, do you know anybody? I want to meet somebody. And he's like, well, I got this guy, Nick, but you have to prom it. Like, he's older.
Don't make fun of his ring.
He doesn't want to get married. He doesn't want to look for anything serious. And I says, no, we just, you know, want a casual date. And then...
She fell head over heels.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Know.
You know what?
You did.
Not me.
You did. You proposed in a month.
Why? You see that? There's something about like it happening quickly back then, which makes it like just fun.
So, how many dates did you go on before you propose? And say how you propose, because that's interesting.
We went on our first date, and then I went on vacation. Right. So I didn't see you for like.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Oof,
2 weeks.
Back then, that was a long time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then.
Do you see how parallel this is to our story?
It's yeah, like the exactly immediate the
2 weeks after that, I think you said, you know.
Well, we went on a blind date on June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was our first date. Brought her to my brother's house for 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And she got to meet my family.
That was a month later.
That was a month later. And I think it was what, like a week after that, that I had told her I wanted to.
How'd you tell her?
Take a little bit.
How'd you ask? Go ahead.
I want to know. Where were you?
I walked into your apartment. And there was candles.
My pristine
and a bouquet
apartment.
Of flowers.
Okay.
And there was a little note saying, you know, he wanted to spend the rest of a life. Not a proposal, but it was more like a commitment. Like
yeah. Your promise.
Boyfriend, girlfriend now.
All right, now say the proposal.
Oh, so then.
It's just cool. Like, come on.
It's not that easy because it's daddy. Daddy does not do things normal.
All right, go ahead.
That's me,
and that's how it should be. It'd be different.
Why? Oh, so then we
can't
send.
I think
then
she can't remember it.
Yeah,
she
just like,
yeah. You tell him.
I could have told him the whole thing.
I remember he didn't propose officially. We set a wedding date. We booked the church. We booked the venue. We booked the band. We booked everything.
You planned an entire wedding before being engaged?
We planned an entire wedding before he even proposed.
Let me jump in here.
That means, wow, that's love right
there. We planned a wedding before he proposed.
All right. From what I recall.
Were you guys on drugs?
No, that's what the problem was.
I thought that was another deal breaker. Oh, she thought I was on drugs.
What?
I thought he was on drugs.
His personality was just like, you know, was he high energy?
Pinky ring, I'll say, gives off big time cocaine guy.
Okay. All right.
Like tracksuit, pinky ring.
Yeah, tracksuit off?
I'm having a problem with you right now.
All right, no. Oh, I didn't even realize.
This is it.
No, I love it. I love it.
We go to the Mets game, and I had it all planned. One of the ushers at the Mets game was a friend of mine. He used to work in sanitation. I said, I want to put it up on the scoreboard. No problem. Tina, will you marry me? Get there. We're waiting.
Wait, it was on the scoreboard at the game?
Well, this is what happened. We get to the game. I'm waiting. Third inning, fourth inning, fifth inning. I said, it's not happening. Had a backup plan, but I put her ring in a little velvet pouch and put it in a Cracker Jacks box. So when I gave it a Cracker Jacks, she opened it up. I got down on my knee, and I asked her to marry me.
During the seventh inning stretch.
And everybody was clapping around.
So everybody's standing up and he's down. And I'm like, what are you doing? During the seventh inning stretch.
So, it's a good thing I had the backup plan.
So the scoreboard never happened.
You know what happened? A week before I was going to do it, he says they stopped because they had a problem with it for some reason. I don't know.
Oh, okay. It would have been nice for them to like let you know.
Yeah, right.
You know, through text or through beeper.
Yeah, they don't let you know.
Oh, that's.
Oh, wow. That's the picture.
Oh, my
game.
God.
That's
this
amazing.
Is it.
So.
That is incredible.
That's our very first picture taken together. Look at the mullet. Look at the ring. That earrings?
That's the ring, right?
She's killing
that's
me.
It looks
ring.
Good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, forget it.
How do you look younger now?
Oh,
I love you.
Nick. How do you look? That's insane.
Yeah, he kind of like reminds me of your dad in these
a little
pictures.
Bit.
All right, how old do you think we were?
In which, both
in
pictures?
Both pictures. It's the same. It's
well,
only a month
back
apart.
Then, people are getting.
It's only a month apart, these pictures.
Getting married younger back then. So I would say 24.
For who? Me or him?
Me or her.
Don't you dare say me. I would say him 26 and you 24.
10 years off on me.
He was 36.
I was 36 years old.
And I'm 23.
Oh, wow.
First time we had our first dance together, we danced to Mala Femina.
Oh, my mother's favorite
that
song.
That was his mother's favorite song.
I'm not going to lie. You look like you kind of had, you run the cartel. I'm not going to lie.
It's giving, Mom.
That's probably why she was scared.
And his t-shirt, that was like the style. You had to cut off the neck of your t-shirt. So that's like a cut-off neck.
Yeah, you got to show off the chest meat.
My dad did that too.
It was really? Back jeans. Then, yeah. We had the acid wash jeans.
Did you think beautiful he was, my nails. Did you think he was made when you first met him?
Made.
What do you mean, made? Like
the shade?
Self-made?
Like
you know. Made in the shade?
Come on,
what?
You know what that term
like
means?
Like created, but
wait, I don't know. I don't know that term either. No.
They're playing made. Dumb.
Yeah.
They're playing dumb.
Everybody, you know what I mean? You know,
mob,
you know what
like the
about.
Mob. They're talking like, about the mob.
Was he a made man? Did you think he was like had ties?
I had
because sanitation is
you can move a lot through sanitation.
Yeah, you can move some bodies.
Yeah, you definitely can. No, but anyway,
we should bring the lie detector.
I had the black caddy at the time. Coupe de Ville, black.
What time? This time? You did not have, you had the truck.
truck.
You had
your Blazer.
I had the Jimmy then? Yes. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And that's why we have to have you both on here to correct each other.
Was it still pretty like prevalent at the time when you guys were first meeting that there was like...
Like mafia?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say that?
Mafia. Yeah. We've talked about worse.
You're talking about it right now like you're scared of a past that you guys had.
No, I'm trying. No.
I don't have any problem.
Nothing. We got nothing to hide.
But anyway, before I worked for the city sanitation, I did work for a private outfit.
What does that mean?
What's a private outfit?
Like
a private sanitation. So
who would need a private? Who needs something private?
Private garbage.
Businesses.
What are they disposing of?
Yeah.
Dad, you picked up garbage at the Godfather house, right?
On Longfellow, yes, I did.
Yeah. I'm sure it was very heavy garbage. Yeah.
How many bins?
And that was a con. That was like one. Something on my checklist, like if someone who I want,
just like a red flag. A pro. that was a con.
No, that was a pro. I definitely wanted like a blue collar worker.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
And sanitation in New York is like a really like
respected.
Like career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when he said he was sanitation, that was like, oh, not all right. Great job. Good job.
What age did you retire from sanitation?
I was 47.
And you retired and that's when you guys all moved to Pennsylvania.
I did.
Yes.
I did 20 years to the day. And then we were having a house built in December of 2000. By July of 2001, we were out of there. We were out of New York.
Pennsylvania. Wow.
Yeah, we didn't want to, you know, we didn't want to bring them up on Staten Island. Not that there's anything bad, but we just wanted a little better life in the country.
You know what's crazy? That obviously, like I hear you guys talk, you call it like Staten Island dump. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it has one of the biggest landfills.
I just thought like it was just like something to say because it was like
dump
a
dump over there. Yeah.
I didn't realize that the entire Staten Island is built on a dump.
It's not all built on a dump, but a good portion of it. It's the world's biggest landfill, and it's in the Guinness Book of Records if you look.
And it's right next to people where people live. Like, do people like? It's just the smell is everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's good now.
Why don't they like? Why don't they try to fix that or at least move it to somewhere where people?
It's not that anymore, right?
What if we push?
They covered it up. They covered it up. Yeah.
Yeah. They.
Now it's like greeny pastures. They do trees on it.
They do different things with it now, but they had plans for it back then. They were going to build a park. They were going to do a few things, and I think those plans are in the works, but. It just never...
One day.
Interesting.
Never came to fruition.
Last time I was there, Mariah drove me through where all like the crazy houses are.
Toad Hill? Toad Hill?
Toad Hill, what? The expensive
houses.
That's
where he did the garbage.
Yeah.
That was his
route. I took him through that.
Okay, so you have four kids.
Yes.
Who's your favorite one?
John. Everybody's is John.
Okay, can you be honest? Is there like...
John...
Do parents have favorite kids? Is that like a thing?
I think it's a thing. It has to be a thing. Because there are people, like, you know, everybody likes a...
They have different qualities.
John was
things.
Just the least problematic, I guess you could say. He's just mellow, funny, smart, chill.
Okay, that makes you like them a little bit more than the rest.
I am her. Yeah. My older brother is my dad. Like, we were obnoxious.
I think Nicholas is more me, like, when it comes to, like, confrontation and everything. You're more like daddy because you're non-confrontational.
Yeah.
So you're more like daddy that way, personality-wise.
Right.
Until push comes to shove. And
yeah.
But I think Nicholas is more like me when it comes to, like, we like to argue and stuff.
Speaking of, let's get into some stories.
Right now, Mariah is my favorite.
Ah, okay.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
Okay. So they were born in Brooklyn. And it truly was a different time. I'm just going to say that. let's start off. Okay. This one's the both of you. I want you to tell the story where, Daddy, you were working the bar. You were there. And the guy came in and tried to rob the bar.
That's Staten Island.
That's Staten Island.
Right.
Staten
Island, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Daddy wasn't there.
Yes, he was. Why is his pinky like that?
When he got mugged at his bar.
That was before we were married.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I thought you were talking about another bar that I worked at.
We're going to do that next.
Okay. The world's got to hear this story because this is crazy.
So
this is right before we got married.
All right. Go ahead. You were a bartender at a bar. Shout him out.
I was bartender, talk of the town in Great Kills. But anyway, I was bartending one night. And I was getting ready to close. And it was a neighborhood type of place.
Like a local dive bar?
Yeah, really. Big time dive.
Uh-huh.
Big time dive.
Oh, it wasn't big time
dive. It was a dive bar.
The hole in the wall.
It paid for our diapers.
Shot to be a place.
As long as it does that.
If they come in and they want some kind of crazy drink, I told them, go across the street to the Chinese restaurant. They'll make it for you.
But okay.
It was just shots and
beer. So I was closing the bar, right? I had the gates down. I was just getting ready to walk out the door. Now, I don't carry any money with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always stays in the place. Got my car running on the sidewalk, warming up, ready to go. I come out the door. I'm putting the key in the door, and I felt something over my shoulder. I turn around. Here comes somebody at me with a hoodie and a ski mask on, and he had a knife. So me reacting, I grabbed the knife like a moron. Grabbed the knife. I crack him. We go down the stairs, and I don't even realize my finger's cut. He drops the knife. And he stands there, and I go like this. I said, okay, now I'm going to put one in you, so I may believe I had a gun.
Uh-huh.
That night I didn't have...
Yeah, pretended night, to reach.
Wow. I
pretended to reach, which is a very bad thing to do.
I wouldn't have the balls to do that.
He just stood there, and then I said, okay. I said, well, come on, come at me. Come at me with the knife, and one of us is going to die here. Throws the knife at me.
He, like, threw it at you?
Threw it at me. It was a friggin'...
Do you still have it?
I still have it.
It was a long. It was a long knife. But anyway, he runs around the corner. Now I chase him like a moron. I pick up the knife and I'm chasing him. Now I want to. Now I'm going to get him. Nothing happens. Then I look down and I see my pinky hanging. So what happened was when I grabbed the blade of the knife, he pulled it out and he cut all the tendons.
Look at his pinky. It's like. That's
why he wears the pinky ring to cover it.
It doesn't straighten.
Is there a scar under the ring?
You can see the stitches.
How'd you get your ring off?
Right there?
Take the ring off.
That's for another day, hon. But anyway.
Wait, right there?
How'd you get your ring off?
Yeah, you see the stitches?
I think I do.
They're like a zigzag. They're a zigzag back and forth.
I think it healed up very nicely because I could barely see it.
You're killing me here.
I can't keep my kids.
You're killing my story.
I think it just healed up really nicely. No, no, it's a compliment.
You did a good job, yeah.
No, it's good. So it wasn't like... Almost chopped off. It was just like right down the middle, like sliced down the...
He cut the tendons.
Oof.
Completely cross-cut the tendons. So I picked the knife up, put in the car. Now she's living with her mother, and I go to the house, and she's sleeping. I wake her up. I says, T, I says, you got to take me to the hospital. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Nick. I didn't say that.
You woke her up from her slumber. I get it. I'm the same way.
What?
I said, what the frig?
What the frig? Whatever. I said, you got to take me to the hospital. She says, what happened? I said, well, I says, this, and that. And I had it wrapped in this.
Called him a moron.
She called me a moron. That's a loving thing.
It was. It was 2 months before our wedding.
Yeah.
And he has this huge cast on his arm.
Well, he got mugged.
This was in December.
We ruined our wedding pictures.
No, don't listen to him.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
In March, we got married, but I had the cast off. And it was crazy. I had this giant cast with this rubber band through my fingernail, keeping my finger in this position. I'm like, this is insane. What are we doing here? But it wasn't in any of the wedding pictures, so it worked out.
Well,
I thought it worked out
pretty
well.
What was the other story where you were at the bar and someone went to rob it and you told mommy to
watch
grab all the... Yeah.
No, he said watch the bar. He told me watch the bar.
Make it quick. This is a quick
one. Okay, all right, it's a quick one. Anyway, same bar and bartending, right? She comes in one night. You were out with one of your friends, maybe?
No.
She was by herself.
I came
in
to see you.
So a fight breaks out. Fight breaks out by the shuffleboard table. So now I tell her.
I used to play on the shuffleboard.
That's right.
I played on that.
I tell her, I should just watch the cash register because sometimes it's a setup.
Yeah.
So I run out from behind the bar. Now I'm trying to break the fight up. Meantime, all these people are watching the fight, and she's running down the bar like this, robbing all the money. Took all the money.
What? Wait.
Okay, he told me watch the bar because he had to jump and try to break up the fight.
Okay.
So everybody's watching the fight. He's told me watch the bar.
Cash register.
Right. So I just saw nobody's at the bar because they're running out and watching the fight, and I just saw like. All in cash on the bar because people leave the cash on the bar and tips and stuff. And I just went like,
so you're the one that went and stole it all.
Honey, look what I got.
I made out good.
For the night.
I made out really good that night.
Right, oh, she was watching the bar, all right?
Yeah, she was watching it.
So
yeah.
Then he threw everybody out. Everybody out, bar's closed. So
as soon as she robbed the money, I'm like, everybody out, bar's closed. We're out of here.
Like, I got you.
So what, it was you that set it up the whole time. Night. They got Gerber. Y'all got the Gerber.
It was a different. It was a different time.
Name brand baby. Yeah. Food
come on. That night. We didn't get to no frills that week. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. One more bar story.
Uh oh.
You weren't there, but you were a Coke girl at a restaurant bar.
Oh, I
was
yeah,
at
I know.
A Coke. I was a Coke check girl. At
How
a,
old were
at
you?
A mob bar. 17.
All right. I think it was so 17 you're a coat check 18. Girl. So when people would come in, she would take their coats and put it in the closet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
at a mall bar.
A lot of fur coats. So as soon as you walked into this restaurant, the coat room was right there.
Yeah.
I would take everybody's coats. And that was a tie. That place had ties. So
they were made.
Made with fur, yes.
Anyway. Plead the fifth, please.
So I worked there every weekend I was there because my boyfriend at the time, he was a waiter there. Pete.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, who's Pete?
Here we go with Pete. I've been hearing Pete for
Pete's
30 years.
Who's Pete? That's not his name.
That's her cat's name. Why'd you name your cat Pete?
Okay. So, so one night... his sister didn't have a job, but she needed money. And she said, do you mind if I work? And I worked there every weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I was there every night. And then she asked, can I take one shift? Because I made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Tips. That's all they didn't pay me. I worked on tips.
Mob tips.
So, yeah. So she says, do you mind if I work one night? Because I need money. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. That night. Gunman comes in.
Oh my God.
Starts shooting up the place, grabs her.
Whoa.
Holds her hostage.
Your friend that took your. Oh my God.
Like she would have been working that night.
That could have been me.
That would have been mommy.
Same position.
Oh, and you would have fought too. That would have been good.
Everybody runs out, grabs her because her only escape was through the front door. Like there was no way. Everybody ran out the back.
Yeah.
He was like in the front. So everybody ran out the back. She had no place to go except right into his arms. So he held her hostage for hours. And he wound up, she handled it pretty well. She was only a year older than me.
She was smart though. She got
she
in his head.
She played it very smart. She was making him a drink. She was like getting to know him or whatever. But unfortunately, right in front of her, he wound up taking his own life. So she ran out. But that could have been me. And then my father, you know what my father said? He had such faith. You know how like he says, I would have fought back?
Yeah.
What did he say? My father said he would have shot me.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
I don't think he would have made it. Because he would have fought.
It was smart of her. It was very smart of her to get in his head.
She was a very smart girl. And she saved
How's she
her
doing?
Own life.
Did she make him feel bad or something? Or like, what did he like end
he
up feeling bad?
He wasn't in his right mind to begin with. He wasn't in his right
some people,
mind
some people are
with.
Like patient with like that type of like situation where they'll like, I think just kind of like get into like the role. Mm-hmm. Like some people
a lot
either
of
like
kids that get kidnapped, they escape because they're smart enough to get in their head and ask like what your family's like, this and that, and get to like a personal level.
Yeah.
Well, they'll let them go.
And she tried to like talk him out of what he was doing and try to tell him it's okay or whatever. And he just wasn't in his right. He chose that restaurant because he knew the owner.
Yeah.
And something, it was kind of like a revenge. He was getting back at somebody. I don't know, but he wasn't in.
Jesus orchestrated that. No, I'm saying it was going to happen. So somebody up there was like this, we need to switch. She was going to talk.
Yeah, I believe that.
Because Tina would have been like, you don't got the balls to do it. Come on.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, do it.
Right here.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, my father said I would have screamed and he would have shot me. I'm like, thanks, Dad.
Wow, that is, that's wild.
Yeah.
Is that like is that a normal thing that happened back then, like in that city around that time, or
it was a bad neighborhood. It was
down on Bay Street, right?
That place is closed now, right? We looked it up.
It was a quiet area where
it was a popular restaurant. It was a very popular restaurant.
What was that, Roberto's?
Nick.
And here we go.
We don't know who's alive.
What's the big deal? Probably it's a parking lot.
Seems
now.
Like you're scared and running from. a
I don't
want to
hear it. I don't
yeah, like
hear
made people.
No, I don't care. I just don't want to hear like comments.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think anybody's
like, oh,
know.
I know that. I know that person. I know that girl. I know what happened.
Did that put like a weird thing between your friendship? Like, because she asked you for, you know, to take the shift. Was she?
No, not her. I guess I kind of felt like a little guilty. Survivor's remorse. Yeah. Right. Like it could have been me, or I felt terrible. Terrible, because she was out of work. She needed money. I did her a favor.
There is no way you found
the article. Hostage taker kills himself November 30th, 1985.
Good what? Job, Mariah.
Wow, Bubba.
Are you serious?
I wish I can zoom in and read. But.
Does that look like, do you recognize the newspaper?
New York Times, of course.
No, do you recognize like the story? Like, do you remember
what,
seeing that
story
in the paper?
I can't say.
You have to pay. New York Times makes you pay for this.
Well, just zoom
much?
In. Just
how
zoom
much?
In though.
We'll pay.
We'll pay.
$1 a week.
$1. And then
subscribe.
Oh, you're actually getting it?
Oh, I'm so curious.
Wow. This is a great, this is a business expense.
And then I had my boyfriend called me from the payphone. He called me from the payphone. He's like, we're all at the gas station. And he was telling me what happened. So my brother drove me down there and the cops wouldn't let us through. My brother's like, her husband's in there. Her husband's in there. I'm like, my husband's in there. My husband's in there. And he's like, we can't let you through. And I'm like crying because I thought my boyfriend was going to get killed.
Yeah.
1985, November 30th, 1985.
That's almost, it's November 22nd.
I was 18. I just graduated high school in 85. So I was 18.
I don't know how
I'm so excited to see this article.
I can't wait. I can't wait to
read
it.
Found that, Mariah.
Mariah, it's completely different from her story.
Yeah,
completely different.
Well, I'm not going to be. Obviously, it's not going to say she switched shifts with the other co-check girl.
But you know what? If I was the New York Times, I would include that in because that is really interesting.
I'm curious if it has her name.
Love a good story.
If it has any names.
Did you guys used to read the newspaper? My parents would sit outside on the weekends and read the newspaper. For hours.
We would do the crossword and we would read the
funnies.
Yeah.
And I would read only certain articles. I wouldn't read like politics, front page news. I would read about like celebrities and
my mom's the same.
Local news.
I bought
like
the paper the sports section.
Yeah.
Like the New York Post, the Daily News.
I actually banned the newspaper because I didn't like you reading all.
You got to read the funnies, but he couldn't read his sports.
There's a lot of things going on when you marry somebody like this, really.
No, he would read the headline news and say, "Do you believe this?" I said, "Stop, just get rid." I canceled our subscription to the newspaper.
Oh,
do you miss the newspaper though? Serious? Like, I feel like my parents kind of miss that like activity of like sitting there.
Yeah,
doing it.
I think with a cup of coffee, I think it's a vibe. Yeah,
and my mom would just be out there smoking cigarettes.
I think
my grandpa
still does that. He still reads a newspaper with a cup of coffee in the back.
So you really never read like a newspaper?
My parents would get it, right. And they would just give me the
cartoons,
the advertisements. So I would go through like the shopping magazines to like look at toys or whatever.
You got to do that?
Yeah.
Every time I saw that section, it's untouchable. I would only do either the games or the cartoons.
No, so I would just sit there and sift through toys that my parents knew they would never get me. And it was just kind of like my window shopping thing I got to do.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, we did the same thing to our kids.
Ma, explain a little bit. You were raised.
You were by animals. By wolves.
You were raised. So grandpa. He taught you guys self-defense. That's what the family's into, boxing, karate.
Right. My father was a boxer. My uncles were boxers. My brothers are boxers.
There's a ton of stories of you in school.
Tina sees where this is going.
So explain to us, Dad, did you go to school?
What was the...
You don't need to see
that. Wait till you hear that story.
I dropped out too.
Explain, both of you explain how school was in Brooklyn and Staten Island. Explain the schoolyard. Were you able to leave off the...
Now you have to understand, we were both from Brooklyn, but he was from a different I don't want to say a different generation.
Yeah.
He was raised in like 50s, 60s.
Right.
I was more.
So explain
70s,
like
80s.
If you were in school, was there a designated smoking area? There was
you get to leave school for lunch.
But elementary school. We got to leave school.
In elementary school?
Yeah.
No.
It was a different time.
That's dang. Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah. We either went to the candy store, the pizzeria. We went home. Sounds nice. Had like an hour.
And how would you get there? Would you get picked up? Oh, you just walked everywhere.
We walked everywhere. Yeah,
that's crazy. Was there a chaperone, like a teacher, walking around with you guys?
No. We were set free as long as
parents worried that they're.
Are you kidding? No, Grandma and Grandpa.
When they.
I'm just saying, if I had a kid that was 6 years old, I'd be
back then. You probably
it was a different time.
My mother. We walked to school in a snowstorm up to our knees.
School was closed.
Walked to school. My brother was in kindergarten. I was. First grade, second grade, and then my other brother's third or fourth grade, whatever. And we're walking to school in a snowstorm, and the school was closed.
But how far was the walk?
To answer your question, no, they really weren't concerned.
Yeah, you go to school, so you know, can get back. Yeah.
Yeah, there was no, that's what you did. You walked to school, you walked to church, you walked to your friend's house.
Fine. Your mom said, like, her mother would send her.
Yeah, she would, like, go buy cigarettes for my mom when she was a child. Like, she would just walk to the gas station
and hand her a note.
With a handwritten note from my grandma saying, the cigarettes are for me, this is my daughter.
How old was she?
Probably 10.
Wow, I love that time.
I know.
That's great.
Gives you a backbone.
I do. And I don't think there was any more kidnappings nowadays. Were things happening?
Did you hear about, like, hey, so-and-so got picked up off the street and he's gone? Yes. And it didn't stop anybody.
You just said there's no kidnappings.
I said there wasn't any more kidnappings today than back then. People got kidnapped back then. It was in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Missing. On the milk cartons, the kids all that was missing.
I wonder
what
changed.
We had a serial killer
though
in our neighborhood.
Oh my god!
And they still let you guys leave the school.
And you know what us kids used to do? We used to sit on the corner and wait to hear like gunshots
and try to find them.
The parents didn't say don't go out. There's a serial killer. They were like, please get out of our face.
Really?
Yeah.
This is so crazy.
If anybody remembers the Son of Sam?
that was the serial killer.
He was the serial killer. Sam. He used to.
I'm surprised they don't have a documentary about this.
He used to kill, like,
Sam.
Couples.
Couples.
Like, Lover's Lane.
David? David Berkowitz?
David Berkowitz.
Wow. Oh, I've seen him.
I've seen
a picture of him on Netflix.
Yeah, yes, he's a popular one.
There's a documentary on him. Yeah. Isn't he on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our parents didn't tell us don't go
out.
So
you were trying to find this guy?
Yeah, we would go around the block.
Insane.
And we would make up these theories, like, okay, if you hear three. Now, we lived in, it was a good neighborhood, but not, there was still crime. So you heard gunshots all the time. You heard, you know, things all the time. So we used to say, okay.
I'm doing better than you.
All right. The Son of Sam, if you hear three gunshots, that's him. So we might hear one and then sit there, wait for another one.
So he shoots his victims three times? Like, that's the...
No, they made that up. They were kids. Through the neighborhood, they were telling all the other kids, three gunshots means it's him.
Oh, my God.
We would have done the same shit.
You started a lot of rumors, didn't you, back then?
That is crazy.
It was a different time for her, because she's a lot younger than me. So anyway...
Well, what were you doing when he was roaming
the
streets?
Well, I'm going to tell my story now.
He was a sidekick.
He was the Robin to the Batman.
He was made.
He was being mean.
I was in Staten Island at the time. I was older. I was already going to clubs, so we were aware of this.
They're 13 years apart, to be clear.
I love
They're
this.
13 years apart.
We're 13 years apart, yes.
You're in the Jersey Turnpike?
So when they... Yeah, no, Jersey.
You went, yeah.
Oh, no.
So you were 23.
Wow.
You were 23. I was 10 years old. No, wait.
Oh. Wait. Was that your first date?
10 plus 13.
Yeah.
First date?
Mariah.
So you did go to school?
Are you editing this?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what to do.
So we were aware of, like, Son of Sam.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was, it's when you went parking with your girlfriend in the car. That's when he would just walk
those
up to you and kill.
Targets.
Huh?
Go ahead. Those were his targets.
Those were his targets? Yeah. He used to kill. You know, boom. But anyway. So... She was in Brooklyn at the time. That's where a lot of the killings went on, in Brooklyn. Now, I was in Staten Island, but we were very aware of it. But it never stopped us. Yeah. Like, if we were going to go parking with somebody in a car, we went, you know, we just were a little bit aware of everything.
If we were going to go parking in a car.
A lot of people carry on them back then? Like, a lot more people probably carried than now, right?
You know what?
Or it wasn't anything?
Nobody really carried guns back then that you knew about. Mm. But there was a few people, you know, that...
Yeah.
They used to carry.
You would think that like everybody would just have one, especially during those times, just to.
You just use whatever was laying around. Like he said, when they used to fight in the street, they used to take the antennas off cars, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that would hurt.
Yeah, just whatever's laying around. Yeah.
It was like improvised fighting. You kind of just like look around and find a rock.
I respect that.
It was raw. It was anything.
They would break the antennas off the cars and they would just start whipping each other.
Was the boxing culture really big? I know you like your whole family box. Was it like big in New York at that time where everybody wanted to be a boxer?
Everybody fought. Yeah,
they hit the gyms. You had wrestling, boxing.
Because I feel like everybody I know that's from New York is very into boxing.
Yes.
Rocky Balboa.
Her two younger brothers, I mean, one of them fought in the Golden Gloves.
Yeah, my father, right.
David.
Uncle's
you guys know Uncle David.
Wait, what's the Golden Gloves? Yeah. Oh, it's a fight. It's a big fight.
Boxing tournament.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay.
It's not like heavyweight boxing. It's like
different classes.
Like my father, my uncles, they were Golden Gloves. My brother, Golden Gloves.
So you guys watch fights still now? Or you guys are kind of over that world?
Oh, man. She I don't like it at all.
Like I watched them. I watched the
I was raised that way, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like, I could fight.
Did you? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You want to fight. You don't want to watch fighting.
Out, how many street like fights it. Did you get in, TT?
Here we go.
I was never in like a gang fight. There was gang fights. I was never into like gang fights.
How many fights? I was never in any gang fights.
How about girls.
a group fight?
We were in gang.
Like brawls.
Did you just say you were in a gang?
Keith and I have been in a couple brawls.
You were in a gang?
You know, like friend groups?
Yeah,
I don't call my friends a gang.
No, they used to call them gang.
Our gang was our gang.
Scooby Doo gang.
Our friend groups was our gang.
When you fought, that was your crew. That was your gang.
Yeah. We had
there were certain gangs. Each street had their own gang of friends. Like it wasn't.
We should tell her about our brawl after she tells us about her brawl.
Yeah. Oh,
you were him?
No. We fought other people together.
We had a brawl.
No, out here.
No, here in L.A.
As grown adults?
Yeah, no, we'll tell you after. We'll tell you the whole story after.
Yeah.
Sure, but tell us yours first.
My last street fight, I was 16. My last street fight.
16?
Yeah.
That's a good age.
Did you win?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't think I was going
high school, right? 16? What's that, senior year?
Junior.
Okay.
Sophomore? I didn't think, I thought I was dead. I thought I was dead, but. I stood up for myself.
That's good. What exactly was going on that made you have to defend yourself?
We're walking in the street, and this girl, her boyfriend was an ex-boyfriend of mine. I don't know what he told her. Now, she was my friend. She was a friend of mine who started dating this guy that I used to date.
Mm-hmm.
Two years prior.
Not a good friend. That's some shady stuff.
I didn't care. It wasn't that. It's a different time.
It was a different time. You're right. that wouldn't fly now.
They were older than me. Yeah. He was older. She was older. Mm-hmm. I was still in high school. They were in college. They were older. So it didn't even matter.
And yeah.
It wasn't even like I was dating him for like a month.
Yeah.
It was silly. So anyway, I'm walking through the street and they're he and her are hanging out in front of her house. I don't know what he told her about us or about me. I don't know what he told her, but she hated me for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Hated me since she started dating him. So we're passing the house and she called me.
Try it.
Oh, just say it.
What?
she called
me a slut.
Oh, okay.
I'm just walking past her house. I was doing nothing. I was going to my other friend's house. I was with my friend. And she's like, "You slut." And I'm like,
"That's it."
Like, what are you
trying? I can't picture people back then saying this.
Yeah.
Like, that seems so like fresh and new to like.
I agree.
It's very modern.
I feel like the word skank would be more popular back then. Yeah. Or
slut was the word. Slut and
I feel like it would have been
a hoa. We called them like a hoa.
A hoa.
You know what I mean?
Flucy.
Did they say like floozy?
No, that was my mother's. That was our mother's. They were called floozies.
Floozies, yeah.
our mothers weren't floozies.
That was our mother.
Yeah, that was
okay. Okay. Term okay.
That
they all right. So she called you.
She called her a slut. You called her a hoa.
A hoa.
And she said, "What did you call me?" Now she's a big girl.
Yeah.
Big girl, mean, tough. She fought all the time.
Mm-hmm.
With name calling back and forth, she came over. She goes, "What did you call me?" I says, "You're a hoa." I saw her curl up her fist, and I thought I was dead.
Yeah.
I thought I was dead. She punches me in my face.
Thank you, Dad.
No, she was good. She was actually good.
She punches me in my face, and I'm still standing. I didn't even budge. She hit me hard.
Now she's a, like,
I'm
a twig.
16, 20. I'm like her, right?
Yeah.
Imagine this. Imagine punches me in the face. I'm still standing. So my reaction, my knee-jerk reaction was to swing back.
Good.
She punched me. I'm like, so I punched her back, and then we just went at it. And I knocked her down.
All right. For you. Tina one, big girl zero. Guy,
my friend's trying to break it up. Her boyfriend's trying to break it up. Her mother comes running out of the house, screaming in a different language. And just, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Front yard fights,
so,
man.
So now, like, people like, what happened? So I had these three scratch marks on my face. So I'm walking through the neighborhood and people like, what happened? What happened? They're like, she just had a fight with so-and-so. I'm not mentioning names. She just had a fight with so-and-so. And they all look like, and you're still standing? Because this girl was tough. So that's how, but that was my last, that was my last fist fight, but not my last threat. There were threats that could have led to fights.
So you think that fight like gave you a little respect around the neighborhood?
A little respect, I guess.
Yeah.
I remember after that one fight in high school, I got a tiny bit of respect. Mind you, she was a girl, but I still got like a little respect because she was tough. She was tough. She beat people. Wait, she beat guys up.
This wasn't Princess, right?
Absolutely. No. It wasn't Princess. This was
her name was Princess.
Her name was Akira.
Oh, pretty.
Akira.
Shakira.
I kind of liked her too. Poor thing. Liked her and she did not like me. And then she beat me up and I like defended myself. And I remember I got a good.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. And yeah. I got a little pat on my back. They're like, Zane, good job, man. You did. Like, she's tough. I was like,
Zane, good job. She's tough.
This was in middle school. I was young.
It's like lose lose, though.
Yeah. 100%.
Do you want to tell your fight and then she'll tell the double Dutch?
Oh yeah.
Okay. This is the time where Heath and I and all of our friends got into a big brawl.
This is before
I wasn't Mariah born was yet.
Before we start, Tina, this was not our fault. Yeah. We were just defending ourselves. There was no fighting these guys. All right. So just want to let you know that before you judge us. All right, Heath.
it's a good one. So we're at a bar out here, and. You know, stuff has been, like, going on. We're having, like, drinks hanging out. And we didn't know it at the time, but somebody had bumped into Scott's girlfriend. And Scott turns around and, like, says something like, hey, like, watch where you're going. And then the guy didn't like that. So then they start, like, arguing. And all of a sudden, somebody comes up to me and, like, hey, Scott's getting into a fight outside. And I was like, oh, wow. So we go running out. And this guy is in Scott's face and he's yelling at him. And I'm just sitting there watching from behind. And the guy goes like this to cock back and punch Scott. And I
ran. What you did.
I ran up as he was cocking back and I threw him in a headlock like I was choking him. And I was like, stop. Just stop. So then he starts going like this, reaching back, punching me. I was like, hit me one more time. I'm going to put you out. And he just kept swinging. So I just tightened it. And then he goes limp. Wow. And as soon as he goes limp, all of his friends, he literally goes like this. His friends come running out and see that. And then I'm holding this guy that is just like this. So then they come running and I just, I threw him because they were, so I went like this. I went, and then me and this guy, it was crazy. Our group and their group just.
It happened so fast.
Immediately found somebody and paired up. It was so perfect. So. I got a guy, Zane got a guy, Scott got a guy, and I'm sitting here, me and this dude are hockey style. We have our collars and we're just going like this, just eating them and just throwing punches.
And the way these guys are fighting, it wasn't like a quick thing where it was like, oh, you're hitting our friend. These guys wanted us dead.
Apparently it was, we found out they wanted it the whole time and they were like known for trying to like start stuff.
The fight just all of a sudden moved onto the street.
Cars are going by.
They're all changing lanes and they're going fast and everybody is fighting. Boom, boom. Me personally.
He's not a fighter. I cannot.
No, it's because they were out for blood. They,
yeah.
I don't fight at all. I hate fighting. I try to avoid it as much as possible. If I see...
Mom, where's your microphone? Wait, I'm not saying anything.
anything. I'm just, do I have to?
I try to avoid it. Like if I see, you know, some, you know, if we're all drunk, Heath is being a little, being a, like, just being a little, I don't know. Like, what's the word?
We don't look for any sort of.
I'll try my best to break it up just so a fight doesn't start. Cause I don't like hurting anybody.
Right.
But you should have seen me, Tina. You would have been so proud. We were swinging. We got Scott's girlfriend. She was stomping her foot on this guy just to get off Scott. Everybody was, it was a war.
It was slow motion because as me and this guy are doing this, I'm looking around. I see Scott booming a guy. I look over. I see Zane going at it with a dude. And I'm like,
this is crazy.
And it's not like us at all to be doing this. Wow. But we had Joe on it. We had Joe there. We had Jay there.
It was insane.
Todd was macking on a girl inside, so I don't think he had no idea.
Todd would have been. Todd would have had all three of them at the same time.
Yeah. Todd had no idea what was going on until the very end. He's like, "What happened?" He walks out after the whole fight's done, and he's just like. What the hell happened?
He was mad he missed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because that was like the only time we've ever gone to anything like that.
Yeah.
But we really held our own.
We did.
That was awesome. I'm trying to figure out like something crazy that happened within that moment. And I know there's a lot of crazy shit I just can't like think of.
They tried to like start back up afterwards too.
We were all really pretty beat up.
It was crazy because that happened. We're in the street fighting whatever. And the cops were coming. We could like hear them and see them coming. So we ran and went to the restaurant across the street, and we asked the hostess for a table, and she was like, "Did you see what's going on over there?" And we're like,
"Oh, we were all in that blood."
We were like, "What happened?" She's like, "It's a bunch of guys just started fighting in the street. They're crazy. I can't believe this." I was like, "Uh huh, uh huh." There's blood coming out of my nose. I'm like, "Oh, I cannot believe that." And she was like, "Isn't it crazy?"
Yeah,
I was like,
"Yeah, we all saw that, but yeah, can we just get a table here?" And she's like, "Absolutely." So we're all.
And we're just eating chips and salsa in silence. We're just
the like, cops come by and you're like, "What happened?"
But
no, officer, we didn't see a thing.
I probably shouldn't say this on camera because this was just in the moment, and these guys wanted us dead. This was like fight or flight, right? Like you were protecting your friends. These guys wanted you dead. You were doing anything you could to have them stop, right? So the cars were driving by,
Zane. You're bad.
The cars are driving by, and I'm like, okay.
Bless you.
I have a chance to throw this dude in front of this car.
What thought went through your mind?
It went through my mind. I have a chance to like get this guy, and like because he wouldn't stop, and he was hitting everybody, and I just took him, and I had a half a second where I could throw him into oncoming traffic, and
intrusive thoughts.
And I almost did. I almost did, but I didn't.
All right,
but it's crazy that you have to just think of any other moment that where like you would never do that. Right. But like in the moment where you just feel like your life is in danger or someone else's life is in danger.
Wow. At least you're capable of coming up with scenarios to protect yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can think quickly and be rational.
Yeah. Yes.
So if you think about it, I was kind of made, you know, I was kind of in the,
yeah, you could.
I had a little mob in me.
You did karate growing
up. Oh, I did do a little karate.
What color belt?
I made it to high blue.
Oh, yeah. High blue.
I thought you were going to check the camera.
Everything just popped.
Yeah,
you
heard that? That kind of hurt. I'm not going to lie.
What was that noise?
Right. Have you ever been in a fight?
I've never been in a fight.
Do you think you could hold your own in a legitimate fight?
I think I could.
Yeah. I think you could too.
I think I could.
I would like to see it.
The only people I fought were my siblings. Like Frank and
you,
I, me
you
and
physically
Nick.
Physically fought?
Yeah.
With them? Because I'm. Yes, I was raised to defend myself. I wasn't in that many fights, but pretty much. And I was applauded by my parents, as long as you win. Yeah. But I always knew my kids weren't going to be raised that way.
Yeah.
They were going to learn to defend themselves.
It was only
without nonviolently. Yeah. Let's put it that way. And he's not a fighter.
I think you raised them pretty well, though. I think they're very good kids.
Yeah. As long as they could defend themselves. Without,
for some reason, there was opportunities in high school where for some reason there was girls that didn't like me and there would be rumors that they would want to fight me, but nothing happened and people would say that they were scared to fight. I was like, wait, what? I've never even been in a fight. So I guess I came off as like, I could fight. So nothing actually happened. But
the way you dressed, you look like you fought.
There
is nothing the poof. Scarier than being in school and somebody comes up and tells you, "Hey, this person wants to fight you."
Bro, goosebumps down my
butt. I can go back and remember the feeling of hearing that this kid wanted to fight me. And I remember being on edge because you never know when you'd see him. So I remember walking through the halls just being like on high alert.
Oh, see, when I heard it, I didn't feel anything. I was like, all right.
The kid that wanted to fight me is...
Who was the kid? Well, wait, was this in middle school or high school?
Do you remember you telling me this?
But it was over. There was nothing that happened. It was just like bullies.
Like if somebody wants to fight me, what to do?
I was nervous because the kid that wanted to fight me apparently it was a known fighter and he had already smashed one of my other friend's faces and shattered his eye socket.
And you were a wrestler.
Man. And I was a wrestler.
What did you say that made him want to fight you?
Nothing.
Wow.
So
okay.
You were okay, go ahead.
So yeah, I just heard about it. And then what I asked my other friend, I was like, does he want to fight me? He was like, I don't know, you better watch your back. I was like, what? It turns out it was just a prank.
Oh,
he didn't want to fight me. They were just trying to get me worked up.
Oh, your friends pranked you, not Alex.
Yeah.
Well, what was the fight that actually happened where you grabbed the kid?
There was this guy who was a senior, and I think I was a junior. And we went to this like party. We're all hanging out, and he started like arguing with my best friend at the time, Gabe. And he got up in Gabe's face and he was like being disrespectful to like this girl that we were friends with.
You met Gabe. We were in Florida.
Yeah, pretty boy
and
Gabe.
We had dinner with him and his family.
We went to dinner with his parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So him.
Pretty boy Gabe. Is
pretty
that
pretty boy Gabe?
Pretty boy Gabe.
I think everybody knows. Yeah. I think everybody knows him as pretty boy Gabe.
He was pretty boy Gabe back then too.
Yeah. He started like pushing him. So I was like, if he pushes Gabe one more time, I'm going to do something. I need to. Do you smell?
What? No, I'll smoke a little bit.
Oh, I thought you were
like, what are you doing?
Get out of here. I was doing a little.
I'm watching him sneak. Oh my God.
You know, just doing a little bam bam. You know what I'm talking about.
So he's pushing Gabe and I'm sitting there across the room. I was like, all right, if he pushes Gabe one more time, I'm gonna do something.
I like that shit, man.
And I was 130 pounds. I was really tiny. And this kid was 6'4", like a big dude. So I come running. I'm full speed across the house. He pushed Gabe. I just ran up, boom, across his face. He just goes, what the fuck? He looked at me. He's like,
you didn't make a dent.
Nothing. He was like, I wasn't even talking to you, man. What are you doing? I was like, leave Gabe alone.
That scared him, really.
And so he's like, now we have a problem. Like, I have a problem with you now. So I'm like, we just want you to leave, because this was like, he was being really nasty to the girl. He used to like date her and was like, whatever. So we start like trying to like push him out of the house. And it was like three of us pushing him, and he's got his fingers across like the door frame, like of the front door, and he's not letting go. He didn't want to leave. I'm like, well, just leave. Nobody wants you here. So he's not doing like
that.
He's
would
just
kill me. Imagine someone saying that to you.
No, just leave.
A house full of people. Nobody wants you here. Aw. Yeah.
So he's holding the door frame and I'm looking at his fingers across the wood, and I just ran over and I threw my elbow across his fingers that were holding the door. He's like, what the fuck?
You know, like MMA.
And he's freaking out. So we go outside, and I'm going to be honest, this was my first time ever drinking, was at this party when happened. So I don't know. I guess I was feeling good. I had my confidence going.
You had a couple Four Locos in
there? It was like six lemon drop shots.
Oh, whoa.
That was my first time drinking lemon drop shots.
That'll do it.
So we go outside and I was like, just leave. We don't want to fight. Like, just get out of here. And he's like, no, now I want to fight you. And I was like, okay, I just got myself into this. I gotta do something. So I was a wrestler at the time, so I felt confident being on the ground.
Okay. So you're like, but we got to take this on the ground.
Yeah, I was like, if we could just start in like a down. So I was like, let me just wrestle this kid. So we go face to face, and I just shot a takedown, and I grabbed him, got him down, and I'm on top of him, and I showed him mercy. I was like, just leave.
Oh, he's so giving.
Showed him mercy.
Bad move.
And I was like, I'm not going to hit you. Just leave. Like, it's done. Just leave. He's like, all right. So I go to get up. And then as I'm standing up on one leg, he grabs me, rolls me over, and he gets on top of me and he hit me in the face. And like, I took it and I was like, oh my, I just got hit in the face. I was like, this is happening.
You didn't see it coming. Yeah.
So
he got you good.
I rolled him off real quick. We both stood up and he's like, what do you want to hit me now? It was the corniest thing. He's like, what do you want to hit me? I was like, yeah. Yeah, I do. So I'm sitting there like looking up at him. I was like, yeah, I do. And I charged and I jumped up.
How'd you have the time? Wait,
yeah,
I didn't hear this
part.
The first time. I didn't know that exchange
there was,
even
there
happened.
There was like more that happened. I tried to like speed the story along, but I'm getting into it.
Oh, he must have been buzzed up. Because
so he was like,
they had a whole conversation.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I do. I looked at him and I charged him and I just jumped up and I grabbed his face. And I went, oh, boom, and I threw my knee into his face, and it split his whole head open. So then he went running, and he took off. And then I got a call, like, I don't know, like 30 minutes or an hour later. And it was his sister, like, my brother's in the hospital. What is wrong with you? He's getting stitches. And then, that was the end of it.
Respect.
The next day at school, I was walking around, and everybody was looking at me. They were like this.
Hey, your teeth.
Yeah, that was my fight story.
Knee sucker Heath.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, did you get a little respect after that?
I did, and from all of his friends too that were seniors.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Any funny Mariah stories?
Mariah's no. Just funny.
You didn't lose funny. Mariah.
I was just the kid that was like, Ma, look at this. Ma, watch Mariah? This.
Did I? I'm trying to think if I did ever lose.
Was it
Mariah?
John that you left?
We left John in Ohio.
I lost Fran.
Wait, I'm sorry. What do you mean you left John in Ohio?
I mean, she had four kids. She would leave us everywhere.
John, we always
lost. Not like accidentally.
There was one time
accidentally. We would lose them.
She went to pick me up from preschool, and she had my sister in the carriage, carrier.
The carrier.
And she walked out with me, and the school called her and said, we have Frances here. She was under the table.
Left her under the table.
Like, she was, how old was she?
She was just born. Like, I brought.
She just
born? Oh, that's why.
Left her at preschool and took me home.
Just trying to figure out ways to just get rid of her.
Did you ever leave a kid on top of the car at, like, a gas station and start driving?
Oh, my heat.
No.
That happens all the time.
Just gave me chills. No, that, like, that's insane that happens.
Yeah, it happens. I don't judge people for that. It really happens. You leave your kids.
Tell the story when you, last time you came to California, when you hopped off the plane and the people in the front with the baby in the carriage.
Oh, that's already on one of your, it's already on.
We did talk about
TikToks.
It.
Yeah, but yeah.
We talked about it?
We definitely talked about it.
Oh, I told the story.
Yeah,
when they
folded the baby in the carriage.
Yeah.
Oh, that was crazy.
You had the baby crying.
That's insane that they got it fully folded.
Crazy Mariah stories.
Never got in trouble for anything.
We were good kids.
They were very good kids.
We were good.
Like Mariah, you want to know how Mariah was as a kid? This is, you're looking at her. Like, same personality, same, like, quirkiness, funny, nervous. She was a nervous kid.
She told me that as kids, they were really good in public, but when you guys were home is when they would act up.
Yeah, it was a little chaotic, but
I think especially my teenage years, me and my sister, she would accuse us of doing. She thought we were out.
I did not
and
trust
my
kids.
And then it clicked. Once we got older and started hearing stories, it clicked to me and my sister that, like, because she did everything.
She's projecting.
Yep. Yes. She did everything and assumed. Meanwhile, me and my sister are terrified to leave the house. We wouldn't ask to go to birthday party. Like, we were just scared to get in trouble.
It was kind of reverse what you did.
We never did.
Smart.
We never snuck out. We never did drugs. We never drank. Like, we just didn't.
That was
we didn't
mommy's
do
MO.
Anything.
That's good.
That's why scared.
We moved. That's why we moved to the country, like in Staten Island. Yeah. Like, we would sneak out, like either hop on a bus or call a cab or hop on a train and just go and then come back. I says, I'm moving my kids to the country.
The country.
People would be like,
the country.
Aren't you
it was an they hour away.
The country.
Yeah.
I kind of do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
I says, my kids aren't sneaking out. Where are they going to go? Like, the backyard, there was no lights.
Oh,
no
yeah.
Street
we
lights,
we
no
lived on
public
like
transportation. This is where they going.
When you were younger, who were you more scared of to like ask? For? Like, were you.
My mom. What are you, nuts?
So, like, if you wanted.
If we were to ask my dad, he'd be like, ask your mother. ask your mother. Yeah. Because he he would just be like, yeah, I mean, whatever. Yeah.
He'd say yes to everything.
But as I got older, I didn't ask to hang out with friends because I was, even when I was like 16, they would be like, we have to meet their parents.
Yeah.
And that wasn't cool to like, for them to show up to the door and be like, nice to meet you and hang out. That wasn't cool. Yeah. Elementary school, I was fine.
That's
but
like,
as I got older, I just kept the same friend group. I'm like, all right, she knows them. I can't, I don't want her to
just
like-
make it easier.
If I asked to go, God forbid I asked to go to like a garage party or something, they would be like, where are the parents?
Yeah.
Let me-
And are we invited?
Let me meet the parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was a blessing in disguise that my older brother did everything because I was turned off by it. And I was like, I don't want to be in that position. And if he would get in trouble, I would just learn from that.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to bother doing anything. I'll just stay here.
Did your older brother fight in school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I wanted them to defend themselves. I didn't want them to be
passive.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I knew if it came down to it, I could defend myself.
Scared of confrontation.
Never had to, but I know I could defend myself if I had
to. The only time I regretted telling the boys something when they were younger.
Fran a fighter?
And she won't remember. Maybe. Nicholas... I forgot what happened, but somebody was giving him a problem on the bus, and he saw that he's bigger than me. I said, he's bigger than you. I said, pick up a pipe and hit him with a pipe.
He always said that, a pipe or a bat.
I says, if he's bigger than you, hit him with it. She's like, what are you telling them?
And that's how I was raised.
Right.
Pick up a bat. I didn't want my kids to do that. Hit. You could kill somebody.
Okay, here. When they were younger, like they were all in sports and stuff, did you guys ever get in any arguments at like little league events? Because my dad first like was always yelling at other parents that were like I just remember
doing what?
Because my dad would like coach like little league when I was in like soccer or baseball or football.
Like he was the main coach or was he kind of like that?
No, he was the coach.
I coached the boys like through everything.
Yeah.
And then I umpired later on because I wanted to stay in it. But I didn't do it for that. Like, I just do it because I wanted them to learn how to play the game right.
Yeah.
Did you fight with parents? Right.
But did
I never fought with parents, but if somebody got a little unruly, I would say something to them.
Hey, Johnny Bang and Donuts.
Take it easy.
In my own
take,
way.
Take it easy. Oh, hey, do me a favor. Take it easy.
Like if a parent thought you made a bad call as well.
Let them play.
No, I used to stop the game. I said, look, you're not abusing the umpire. That's number one.
Yeah.
I said, these kids are like 10 years old, 9 years old, and you want to get in my ear about my calls? Nah.
Did you ever skew the calls for your kids? Did you like give them a strike when
actually I called John out and he's like, Dad, what are you doing? I said, what do you mean what are you doing?
You're out.
Get out of here. Go sit down.
You know how parents will just be on the sideline and they just like yell things
and
they
yell at other players.
I just think my dad just doesn't take shit from people, so right. I feel like he would just give it back.
You'd grab the lead pipe.
The baseball
get
bat.
The pipe, it works.
So speaking of bats and weapons.
Freaking love bats.
I love Halloween. Do you want to tell the Double Dutch story really quick?
Oh, I thought you wanted me to tell the bat story.
What's the bat story?
There's a bat story.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Where you got hit in the that was a hammer.
When I hit me in the head with a hammer, he hit me in the mouth with his foot.
What did you do to him?
His foot.
I'm in between, I have four siblings, and I'm in between two brothers who fought. They were boxers.
Mm.
So I'm the girl, so we used to play box. Like one brother would be the referee, and then me and the other brother would box.
We were three.
And there was one time where I grabbed my brother's foot because he was throwing a karate kick, and I grabbed his foot, but he came around with the other foot and kicked me in the mouth, and I had braces and blood and...
That's a good kick. How do you do that?
Stitches.
Very flexible.
Just like this round off kick.
He's really good with the karate.
That was when we were teenagers. But when I was a baby, I think I was one. He was three. He hit me over the head with a hammer.
Oh, wow. I was making a joke. He was right. Three.
Because I was playing with the hammer. My mother wanted
a real hammer.
A real hammer.
Why were you playing with a hammer?
That's
what
they
did. It was a different time.
When you lived in Brooklyn.
When there's no toys, you just kind of...
Yeah.
Whatever's laying around.
So my mother asked my brother to get the hammer from me, but I wasn't giving... I don't remember it. My brother remembers. Apparently,
you can't remember
we were like tug of war with the hammer, and he grabbed it, and he hit me over the head with it. I got a scar, like, right?
Wow.
Oh yeah.
I know someone that was in a similar thing, but she didn't make it though.
What?
JonBenet Ramsey.
Enough. Her house is up for sale, Ma.
You want to go to the open house?
I don't like talking all this violent talk.
Oh, it's
all
right. We're going to get to
we never talk. We never talk about violence.
I don't condone it. I don't like it.
We know.
I don't watch it. I don't like anything hitting in the face. I don't.
All right. So anyway.
I'm a different
double
person.
Double dot. You're doing double dot.
It was recess and we were playing double dutch. Me and my friends were playing double dutch and there was another group of girls in a different friend group.
Mm-hmm.
Different gang.
And they kept jumping in the rope and messing up our game.
Mm-mm. How old were you guys?
I want to say I was fifth grade.
Okay.
Fifth grade.
Ten.
And this girl was sixth grade.
Okay.
So they kept jumping in the rope and messing up the game. Happened all the time. It was just like, that's what kids did.
Yeah.
But not in Tina's world.
Mm-mm. Not today.
Not on
not
her.
This day.
So. They kept doing it. And then I told my friend, the next time they jump in, pull the rope. Okay? So this one girl jumps in, and I give the signal. This one girl, we'll call her Nettie.
That's good. That's cute.
Okay. All right.
She
jumps in. We pull the rope, and she trips. And everybody's like, ooh. So as she gets out of the rope, as she's walking away, she shoves me.
Oof. Okay.
And then you hear more oohs.
Yeah.
Now, so she's in sixth grade, but she's been held back a few times.
She's been held so back a few older. Times. She's a big girl, taller, tougher.
Stronger, yeah.
Tougher. Her whole friend group was like a bunch of tough girls.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a beard.
she was 18.
So she put, I never, you know what? I have to say,
you never
I never started a fight.
All right, yeah.
Never started
That's
a fight.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zane,
pull the rope. Pull the
rope. Hey, next time
so
she does that,
shoved me, so I shoved her back, and then we just started brawling. And
you get a good group?
And she was considered, like, a tough girl. Like, she was the toughest girl in the school.
Mm-hmm.
So it gained, like, a little respect.
Yeah.
It gained, like, a little, like, oh, Tina. And I was tiny. I wasn't, like... You know,
people would have been tweeting about it back then.
If right. Oh, yeah.
Uncle David said you got on top of her and just boom, boom.
Oh,
boom.
It was that type?
Yeah, nice. That's what Uncle David
says. Nothing like a good bully beat up.
I think we were just fighting, standing up. So then the teacher came and broke it up. Like the teacher came and broke it up. And we were both, I remember we were both crying though. I do remember we were both crying.
You made her cry.
And
you made yourself cry.
I wasn't crying because I was hurt. I was crying. I think just the whole situation was like overwhelming.
Yeah.
So then.
I'm not crying.
And then.
Uncle David's in school.
So he's left in elementary school. And he was picked on a lot.
This is now the Golden Gloves boxer. He taught us all how to fight.
Yeah.
But when he was younger, he was a scaredy cat.
Yeah. Well, he was picked on. We even picked on him, siblings. Like, he was the youngest of five, the youngest of all the cousins.
Yeah. That's okay. Family's okay. But now when it comes
to. He was picked on a lot. And in school, picked on. Like, that's what everybody picked on everybody. But.
There's a difference.
You're from Brooklyn.
So this one group of kids, they were picking on him. And. One of them brought a knife to school.
And the rumor started where it was like, Ricky brought a knife to school. He said he's going to kill you, to Uncle David.
Oh, yeah?
He went home and told Grandpa.
Okay.
And said, Ricky brought a knife to school. So Grandpa gave him a bat,
the
right?
The bat.
Yeah, to bring to school.
Or a stick. I don't think
she wants.
Bat.
She wants
like
you.
Stick.
She wants you to continue the story because it's your story.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know the story.
Oh, you don't know the story?
No, I only know the story because of Uncle David telling it.
School gets let out, and Ricky comes out with his gang, and
the knife.
Ricky has the knife, and it's him and Uncle David head to head, and Ricky brings the knife out, but Grandpa stayed behind. Mm-hmm. And Ricky's about to attack him, and Uncle David brings out the weapon that he has, but he's shaking.
Sorry, elementary guys. It's elementary school.
So Uncle David brings out the weapon, but he's shaking. He's so scared. He's not doing anything. He's just shaking.
Yeah.
So my grandpa ended up following behind and pulls up, and he goes, you know what? Uncle David even said he tried to be tough when Ricky was let out of school. He goes, hey, Ricky, you looking for me? And then he like pulled out his weapon. He was like, like couldn't back up what he was like yelling.
That's
so
good.
Grandpa came behind him and he said, Ricky. And Ricky turns around and he goes, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
So Ricky turns around and looks at my grandpa and is like a deer in headlights, terrified. And he goes, "Do you know who I am?" And he goes, "Yeah, you're Tina's pappy." And he runs. So now everybody is scared because Uncle David was her brother.
There
and
you go.
They knew that she beat people up.
I used to beat people up to defend my brother.
Yeah.
Because he was like, he wasn't a fighter when he was little and he was picked on. So I used to go after the people that
were
picking
him. That's usually how it works. Like, the ones that gets picked on are the ones that take up boxing and become
Like Uncle David was being bullied. Uncle James was in a totally different school. He would show up to the cafeteria of the elementary school.
How are you getting around it? Like,
he was a lot older.
You remember South? What? You can walk right through those doors. Everywhere. It was easy.
There was no security. There was nothing.
No, but like going from school to school. Like if I was in
Uncle James would leave school.
We were able to go to school.
They would hear
schools.
That Uncle David's being picked on. Uncle James would leave his school and show up at the elementary school in the cafeteria and threaten all the kids that were threatening Uncle
David. And
then
be back for class in the afternoon.
In those days, they took attendance twice. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon.
Really?
So you could leave after the morning and not come back, and you would just be marked absent for the afternoon. Like, you could leave and come and go as you please. There was no, it was very weird. You too?
Dang.
Yeah, Dad, were you bad?
I just don't. No.
You didn't fight. Did you ever have to defend, like, Guy or anything?
The Guy?
Guy, your Guy.
Guy was,
brother
he was crazy,
Guy.
My younger brother. What are you kidding? I had three fights in my life.
Oh, that's
a lot. One of them was with Uncle Guy.
One of them was with his brother. Oh, and I was around.
Yeah, it's a long story. That's another part.
As long as you won. You won?
I was in the picture.
No. No. I just.
Nobody
I was
won. It was a lose-lose.
Don't fight. Happen. Yeah, don't fight.
No, he's a beast, my brother.
Pull the rope.
Pull the rope.
Pull the rope.
The rope. Yeah, put that on a shirt.
But anyway.
Pull the rope.
With a wink on the back.
Good times.
But now you're total opposite.
I still have a big mouth. I still have like a mouth. Like, oh, I like to fight. Sure. I like confrontation.
You like to have fun.
I like a little conflict.
She'll yell at us for not being confrontational towards her.
There's nothing.
Because I learned growing up, if I opened my mouth, I would get in trouble. So I keep my mouth shut. Now she's like, "Why don't you speak up?" I'm like, "Why do you think?"
But you still could, you know, speak up.
When I have to, I do. But it's with friends. If I defend a friend.
In a comfortable setting.
In a comfortable setting.
If I know I'm right.
With people I'm comfortable with. Anything else you could think of before we wrap up?
I feel like I just got to experience like a motto, like Thanksgiving dinner.
It's going to be like this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
You should see all of them all together. Like the entire family.
Yeah. I know. I really want to. I want to experience that. I will.
Like six of us? Like aunts, uncles, cousins,
everybody.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's very, a little obnoxious.
Yeah, it's obnoxious.
It's very big because we're very family oriented.
Yeah, and I love that.
And that's what we love about our family.
But everybody's fighting.
And they, yeah.
But that's the best.
I love that. It's crazy the way that they talk is... It seems like they're upset all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Everything very sounds and aggressive and it's just a normal conversation.
Like, normally
but you're
like, people be like, "Why are you being nasty?" And you're like, we're just talking.
Yeah.
We're just having a conversation.
Oh, the first picture that when Mariah said, I'm in love. Okay. And I said, Mariah, what, who, what, where, when? And she sends me a picture of Heath.
I didn't give her his Instagram because I selected pictures because it was pictures of like you and him with your shirts up. he was like dressed like a skanky cowboy. And I had to select what pictures to show them and be like, no, he's normal. Like he's like a nice kid.
You don't understand the amount of times I think about my Instagram page I'm like, it sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, our Instagrams were really bad back then, especially around that time.
Yeah. We didn't get the whole content thing when you were doing that. I'm like, why is he doing these things?
So there's like no context to anything that they're seeing on Instagram.
Right, and they're like, but what does he do? I'm like,
what does he do? Is he like a lawyer?
She sends me the picture. I says, he's a cowboy, Mariah? He's a cowboy?
Well, Matt, that's why our stories line up. The way we met, I immediately thought of your story. Our friend hooked us up, introduced us, and I looked at him dressed like a cowboy smoking a cigarette, and I was like, Jess.
Cowboy hat, cowboy boots, and I'm like, Mariah, what are you doing?
You wanted us to move to the country. That's what you get.
You got the country, exactly.
But then we met Heath.
And he's so sweet.
And he was very sweet, very quiet.
Thank you.
Like I was waiting for him to crack a joke because we only knew him from his videos.
You can't give too much away though in that first, exactly. Because then it'll look like you're trying to like you know.
But you know what?
We only knew him as being funny, so when he wasn't being
funny guy, tell me a joke. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, I was like, "What is going on?
Why is this funny guy's not very
boring.
Funny.
Yeah.
Very proud of you. You didn't say the F word once. I was a little nervous.
There's no way you've been keeping track.
Oh. Hell yeah.
I haven't said it once.
He said it once. Remember, I hit him.
Yeah.
With other parents, I really try not to cuss as much. My brain naturally just doesn't want to cuss.
Good. Yeah.
No, my mom, I cuss a lot, though.
You curse with your mother?
Yeah. We're both like
yeah.
that.
All
right.
It came out once. Once I was like 25, mm-hmm. 26. And like, we were like, really.
I'm trying to remember when I felt comfortable cussing around my mom.
You still like in a normal conversation, you just curses come out?
I try my best not to. Sometimes I'll like slip up if I'm like excited.
It has to make sense. I think with comedy, if you're trying to make something comedic, maybe.
Yeah.
You'd like throw in that F word.
I'd never curse in front of my parents. See, I don't get that. They wouldn't.
Remember you accidentally did? Because they spoke Italian?
I'm talking Italian. I'm about Rangu.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that was her. Yeah.
My parents were arguing.
Me in Italy.
Oh, yeah. So they both grew up, your parents spoke Italian?
My mom did, yeah.
Both their parents spoke Italian, but they didn't teach them because they were American.
Yeah.
They were like, you're American, like you speak English.
Right.
So, but they would speak to each other in Italian,
mm-hmm.
and she just wanted to fit in.
Well, my parents were arguing in Italian.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what I was
you
thinking.
You wanted to
beep
beep bop.
Like, boop, beep, beep. Look at me. It was like one of those, look at me, you know, stop fighting, look at me.
Yeah.
But they were arguing in Italian, and I went up.
Which is F you?
Yeah.
Very bad.
Very bad, F you.
And my father just
cracked
in the heat of the moment. Backhand. I'm like, what'd I say? I didn't know what I said.
You just knew it was bad.
I knew it was an Italian word mm-hmm. because I've heard it. They were arguing. So I just knew it was an Italian word that was used often. And I just picked that one. It was the wrong word to pick.
When we were in Italy, we were at a restaurant and Heath went over and bought a table shot. And everyone was like, hey, salut, whatever. And Heath goes, vaffanculo.
And they got so excited.
The whole restaurant, we had the napkins going. Everybody loved him.
Did you know what you were saying?
I taught him what he was saying.
That was one of my favorite days.
It was.
That definitely top 15 days.
That moment was so much fun. The entire restaurant, when we showed up to the restaurant, we took like a boat there. When we showed up, it was like nice and quiet and everybody was eating with their families. It ended up being like a club because
it
we
was
showed
everybody,
up.
Everybody kids, started becoming friends with each other.
The owner came out with a cigar serving people. Like, it was like.
They liked when
you have you guys, have you guys like, been to well, they, Pussy Town?
They've never been to Italy.
Oh, you've never been to Italy at all?
No.
Our vacations growing up, Ohio. we went to Virginia.
Little Italy in Ohio.
Little Italy, Manhattan.
We went to Ohio.
But you know what? Because we didn't go on vacation, when we went to Ohio, we couldn't sleep. We were so excited. We're going somewhere.
And yeah. Ohio was nice.
Ohio,
nice.
Virginia.
Lake George. Jersey Shore.
Yeah, Seaside was like our beach. So we'd be like in the summer, we're like, oh, we get to go to Seaside. And we would just go to Seaside.
We took you on a cruise once.
Yeah, for your birthday, we went on a cruise.
You should take all of our parents. 50th birthday. No.
Yeah.
I would.
Like Jersey Shore.
It's his dream.
Family vacation.
Jersey Shore family vacation. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, they didn't care that I said that. They like got excited.
What? That's F you?
It's like a go F yourself. Like,
well, it's.
I think you're saying it in like a very positive way.
They knew we were American and they just were excited to hear us say something in Italian.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Which is crazy because usually they don't like American.
It could have been me saying potato.
France. That was the difference between France and Italy.
France,
if you tried to speak French, they would speak English back to you. Like they did not want you to even bother. Italy, they loved
they
that
were
you were
so
trying.
Excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
I love Italians.
And then they started saying it and we were all chanting it and we were taking shots. It was insane.
It was really fun.
Yeah, I think it's one of the worst curse words, right?
What, buffangul?
Like, what does it mean, though?
It means, like, F you in the...
Yeah, like, up your...
Oh, nice.
You could say it. They could edit it out.
It's like the C word for us, for Americans.
I learned all my bad words from my mother. Like, she used
and
to...
And we learned
and
from you.
In Italian.
Okay, we got to do it. Is it sauce or gravy?
They both say something different.
It's sauce.
You say gravy. You say sauce.
But why? Why do you say? Why do you say it different?
For what?
Spaghetti sauce.
Oh, gravy.
See, there you go.
It's marinara.
Now somebody's gonna say, "Well, we're having gravy tomorrow with the turkey." No, we have gravy on the manigots.
Manigots. We're having manigots tomorrow.
No, but we're having
gravy,
sauce.
Gravy is the I thought gravy is the consistency of a certain sauce. That's what makes it gravy. No?
You could tell the story. Go
is
ahead.
Is it because you like, why is it different?
My mom called
it's called
it gravy.
If it's cooked, if you cook the meat in the sauce, they call it gravy. If it's just, if it's without meat, it's sauce.
Difference
but
between sauce
it's,
and gravy.
But it's both sauce. The reason why there's a difference between sauce and gravy is when they came over to America and they needed, and they didn't speak English, and they needed to get meat for their Sunday sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Like they would go to the butcher to get the meat for the sauce, but the butchers were American or Irish or whatever. And they says, we don't have meat for sauce. Like they couldn't understand what meat for sauce was. They're like, we have gravy meat. We have meat. We have meat that, I don't know. They had to call it gravy so the butcher would understand what they wanted.
Oh, so it seems like gravy and sauce are both not English words.
But there it is. I believe the word gravy came with the immigrants from Italy.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
When we moved from Staten Island to Pennsylvania, she would go to the deli in Pennsylvania and ask, could I get mozzarella, could I whatever? And they were like, huh? You had to change
Well, one time I ordered, I says, can I have one with mozzarella? Well, I ordered mozzarella sticks. and
mozzarella.
And Mariah's like, why did you say mozzarella? Yeah, I says, they don't understand mozzarella.
Yeah,
they don't understand mozzarella. You got to say mozzarella.
That's why I was saying this morning at the bagel shop, I was like, you say bacon, egg, and cheese. They're like, repeat that.
Bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup?
Yeah.
Bacon, egg, and cheese is like one word.
Yeah.
On the East Coast.
2 hours and 6 minutes, y'all.
Oh, that's cool.
We killed it.
We can go for another hour.
We have an unwind, so it's like no, like it's much more comfortable.
Can I say hi to a couple of fans?
Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
They're not my fans; they're your fans. Like they love you guys, but they've been so nice to me. Like we really keep in touch.
KIT, that's where KIT comes from.
You really keep in touch with some people?
Oh yeah.
Oh nice. Yeah, shout them out. What's her name?
Chef Bernardi. She's a big fan of Chef Bernardi.
I want that steak. That coffee.
Cremona.
Yeah. But there's the first fan I started talking to is Shelby. Such a sweet young
mom. She's very sweet.
From the South. Shelby, you know Shelby? Yeah.
Wait, how do you know Shelby?
We chit chat.
She's a fan. She's a very loyal fan. Very nice girl.
She's Leah, been watching us for a long
okay,
time.
Okay, show me her after.
You know, Leah, she's a mom of five. Whoa. She's always like, after the podcast, you send me a little note, you know, how much she enjoyed it.
Oh.
Just very nice, very personable, very nice people.
I love that. Yeah.
Caitlin. Oh, my goodness. I love Caitlin. She's a true fangirl. Hi, Caitlin.
She should like kind of run that side of our
Jordan, another.
She's the sweetest.
Yeah. Jordan, Pumpkin Spicer.
Tina's like, you want to get to the boys, you get through me.
You got to get through me.
Get through me.
She came to our meetups a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, they got a really nice, and just Ralphie. He's a great young.
Oh, the artist.
Young artist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But. I think that's it. I'm sorry if I missed anyone, but those are like the top.
Thank you for being sweet to her, guys.
Yeah,
very nice, and thank you for being nice. Nice little comments about you guys.
Oh, thank
you. They love Mariah.
Mariah.
They love Mariah.
Do you guys have anything you'd like to promote? Any? You want
any last words?
Any businesses? Any projects that you are currently working on? Or
eat at Cracker Barrel.
Come to Cracker Barrel.
She cleans the floors. Oh, wait, what do you do?
Yeah.
Oh, no, what do you
come
do?
Come to Cracker Barrel. What? A maintenance.
You're the cleaning lady at Cracker Barrel.
You guys should go to Cracker Barrel and say hi.
Which Cracker Barrel? Fogelsville?
Fogelsville, Cracker Barrel.
Tina, you're going to get everybody. You're going to get a meet and greet line.
Can you imagine?
She
Tina, you might get a raise because you're bringing in customers.
And Dash, shout out your job.
I'd like to say hello to JT Lilo Trucking
in
Walnutport, Pennsylvania.
Pays the bills.
Beautiful.
Pays the bills.
Truck driver.
Even though you didn't go to school.
What do you mean? For it? I didn't go to school enough for Darren. That's what it was.
This is so funny, Zane. Listen to this.
What?
It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. I told my little nephew, he's 9 years old, I told him that I thought I was going to impress this little boy by saying Uncle Nicky drives a dump truck.
Uh-huh.
All right? What little boy doesn't like dump trucks, yeah. right? So I says, oh, yeah, Uncle Nicky drives a dump truck. He goes, he does? And I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's like, so he didn't finish school? And I'm like,
a nine-year-old.
He goes, yeah, like he didn't like go to
like judging, like
yeah, say,
and not whoa.
So he didn't finish school.
He didn't finish school.
Get rid of his.
Because
he has a phone.
You know, you can't pick any job. If you go to college, you can pick whatever job you want. But Uncle Nicky had no choice because he didn't go to college.
call him out,
Darren.
Isn't that crazy that this?
Oh, she said Darren, first name. Darren. Wow,
isn't it Darren crazy that a 9 year old is saying that?
Yeah,
I love you, Darren, but you don't need to go to college to get a good job.
Too
take
much
care of your family.
You could work at Cracker
Barrel. And I did. I went to college for 2 years.
I forgot he did. He was going to be a gym teacher.
Mine was liberal arts, non-science.
Those that can't do teach. And those that can't teach,
teach gym.
Teach gym.
Am I right?
That's good.
Is that what we're going to say?
I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
What did you say?
When people just say, what'd you go to college for? I said, I was aerodynamics. I was taking up space.
You say aerial dynamics.
Aerodynamics. I was taking up space.
Oh, that's funny.
That was Zane. Zane was taking up space in college.
That's really funny.
I really was. I was taking somebody else's spot that deserved to be
No,
there
he was taking my work.
Yeah, you know Zane just signed up for the classes he did, so they were both going to be cops. What?
Yeah.
Imagine being a cop.
Bad boys, bad
Freeze.
Boys.
Imagine.
Hey, turn around.
Zane, imagine we got like put together as partners and it was me and you rolling around in a cop car all day.
It would be 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, we'd get fired immediately.
That would be so fun though.
Oh my. Dude, imagine our cop like vines.
All right.
We've been recording for a long time.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
A toast.
Make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We post a bonus episode every single month. We do early access. You get a few days early. You get it ad free. We do the unwind after we keep these cameras rolling and you get like an extended cut. We have a Discord. We have
the unwinds where you keep the cameras rolling. Did you say that already? Nice. Okay, perfect.
It's a really fun time. Make sure to check it out. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
We post these videos every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms. And on Tuesdays, we post a video form of this podcast on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching. We love you.
Ciao. Say goodbye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Say bye, guys.
We say goodbye, too?
Yeah, sure.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys for taking the time. And Mariah, thank you very much.
You waxed and we delivered.
Hey.
Yeah.
Throw the pinky up. Throw that pinky up. Come on.
Perfect.
All right. Awesome. Now we can relax.
All right. Now the unwind starts.